This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We know that Ramadan is the month of sabr. وَالصِّيَامُ نِصْفُ الصَّبْرِ in the hadith in Tirmidhi. That fasting is half of sabr. And in another hadith, as-sabru nisful iman. Sabr, patient restraint, is half of iman. So on this calculation, I guess, fasting is a quarter of iman. And some of the ulama reflecting on this nicely say, well, it's one of the four practical pillars that support the fifth pillar, which is the shahada. So of course, arithmetically, it computes. But this sabr, which teaches us that we can indeed say no to our grosser passions, is, as it were, quite a dry virtue. What do we mean by this? We mean that it's about abstention. It's not something that you would wish to write an ecstatic poem about, for instance. It's not something that makes you want to immediately raise up your hands to heaven and say Alhamdulillah, unless you're at a particular level of wilaya, because it's an austerity. It's part of zuhud, nusuk, renunciation. And of course, much of the path to God is about renouncing pleasures. This is what the modern world least understands about traditional humanity, that we find happiness through disciplining the self so that the spirit may become active. The modern world has no access to the spirit. Occasionally a kind of remote fragrance or distant memory in certain times might drift over the poor impoverished consciousnesses of some modern people, but not much. Instead there's nafs, this is the age of the self. So something like sabr seems like just getting less of what you fancy. What's good about that? It's austere, kind of grey and dark. So in our party culture, this sabr, amidst the wildness of modern hedonism, which is of course presiding over, we now know, the destruction of the biosphere, the resources for our party turn out to be finite, the booze will run out, is not a very fashionable virtue, and it can be difficult. But this sabr, which is to do with the way in which the negative aspect within us, which is often personified as a demonic aspect, inna shaytana yajri fi bni adama majra dam, the shaytan flows in the veins of the descendants of Adam along with the blood. There's something axiomatically part of us that is about the passions, which is coterminous with the body. When we crave, it's all of us that craves, particularly since the grosser cravings are for physical gratification. But at the same time, this sabr leads on to a related virtue, which is a virtue full of joy, which is the virtue of rida. Rida means contentment, satisfaction, happiness with what's going on. You're content, I'm happy with the situation, I'm good with it, as we colloquially say nowadays, which is shockingly ungrammatical, but we say it, I'm good with it. So to be pleased with the situation is something that's obviously related to happiness. You're not at ease with something unless there's some element of happiness in your situation, but you might be in a state of sabr and finding it hard. So this is a more sweet aspect, one of the virtues of the fasting month. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this concept of rida quite often because it's a divine quality. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with him. There's a mutual rida. The creator and the creature are at ease with each other, and that's the greatest satisfaction. That is sa'ada, that is salvation. So elsewhere, وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةٍ فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And they shall be rewarded with excellent residences in gardens of Eden, and Allah's ridwan is greater. That is the mighty triumph. So even higher than these amazing gardens and mansions and palaces and beyond, مَا خَطَرَ بِبَالِ أَحَدْ مِنْكُمْ, what is beyond human conception, there is Allah's ridwan, his good pleasure. In other words, the highest delight that a human being can aspire to is this knowledge that one is pleased with him and he is pleased with us, that he has accepted us finally. He sees his servants, the peaceful heart. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, O you soul at peace. And that is how we wish to be addressed. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya, return to your Lord well pleased with him, and he is pleased with you. So this rida turns out to be a subtle thing, and it does not just mean raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami dinan wa bi muhammadin nabiyya, and that rida which we express according to the tradition as we enter the grave. This rida, the best of lords, the best of prophets, the best of religions, that joy, but also relates to what the divine beloved, the one in whom we are well pleased, has determined to be the pattern and the shape of our lives. So when we speak of the Islamic virtue of rida, we are dealing with something that relates to sabr, doing without certain things, because Allah's decree has determined that we might have COVID, we might lose a leg in a traffic accident, we might lose a parent. We have to have sabr in those circumstances. But the higher degree is, without negating the sabr, is this rida, being satisfied with the divine decree, which comes close to being the meaning of the name of the religion itself, Islam, just recognizing the soundness of everything, including everything that God has made and determined, which is everything. When we say we are happy with him as Lord, Lord of what? Lord of creation. We're saying we are happy with that over which he has expressed his lordship, which is everything that happens in creation and in our lives. That's part of the highest aspect of rida. So the Holy Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, displays, as well as sabr in his many moments of affliction, rida as well. And this is a whole genre of literature in Arabic about Ahzan al-Nabi, the prophetic sorrows. And there have been some translations into English recently of a few examples of that. The Holy Prophet had a lot of ibtila, a lot of sorrow in his life. And the hadith says, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءِ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, those who are tried most painfully are the prophets and then those who follow them. You see how many of his, almost all of his children die during his lifetime, his sorrow over Khadija, his sorrow over the rejection of his message by his own people, so much sorrow. The seerah is a story with a lot of sort of shadows that cast the light into greater relief. It's the human experience that we have this. But at the same time as having this sabr, there is this rida. And the rida is the state that you're in when you are in love. In other words, if you love somebody really, then whatever they do is a part of their lovability. And you don't see the things that others might find to be difficult in those person. You're in love love is blind, whatever it might be, but in this case it's perception, because you're seeing the beauty of the one who has decreed everything to be beautiful, even though that beauty is sometimes necessarily, given the weakness of our perception and our minds, thoroughly veiled from us. So it is said that a doctor was once extremely sick, really ill, but continued to treat his patients. Maybe he had a heart complaint or something, but continued to work. And he was asked, "Yeah, Heather, why are you still doing that, healing people when you're so sick yourself?" And he said, "Yeah, dost darbul habib la yuji', the beloved's blows cause no pain." In other words, he saw these afflictions, maybe he had heart murmurs or had had his first heart attack or whatever it might be, as the blows of al-habib, the divine beloved. And because of his love for the divine beloved, he didn't feel the pain, because it comes from the habib, it comes from the beloved. That's a high degree. Sabr and rida, these are high degrees. But you could imagine how much easier our lives would be if we had not just sabr, but rida as well. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an, really were satisfied with everything that he has done, and we say, "Ya Rab radina," O our Lord, we are satisfied. One of the great early awliya of this ummah was Bishr al-Hafi, Bishr the Barefoot of Baghdad. And he says that he once went to the city of Abadan, which is now over the border in Iran, but at the time was a great center for Zuhad and people on the path of the Akhirah, as well as a major hadith center. And then he saw, "Idh marartu bi rajulin a'ma ajdam qad suri'." He saw a man who had leprosy, who was blind, and who had had a stroke, maybe some beggar, lying in the corner. And he saw that the stray dogs were all around him, kind of sniffing at him. فَتَقَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْهِ فَوَضَعْتُ رَأْسَهُ فِي حِجْرِي وَجَعَلْتُ أُرَدِّدُ الْكَلَامِ. I went to him and I put his head in my lap and I started speaking to him. This is the way of the awliya, that they look for the needy. And then the man says, "من هذا الفضولي الذي جاء بيني وبين ربي والله لو قطعني إربا إربا ما ازددت له إلا حبا." So this terribly disabled person speaks and says, "Who's this unnecessary, hopeless, useless person who's just come between me and my Lord? Wallah, were Allah to cut me up in slices, it would only increase me in love for him." What is that? And of course, Bishr relates this as an indication that the man was one of the awliya in this apparently hopeless situation on his own, being nibbled by stray dogs, leprosy, hopeless. But he was in such a state of munajat, communication with his Lord, feeling so close and so grateful to his Lord, that he didn't want anybody to distract him from this beautiful spiritual state that he was in. So this story is included when the ulama talk about the virtue of rida, of satisfaction with God's decree, that it can bring people up to a very high state. Now, in our COVID times, and the pandemic has been with us for well over a year now, we've all had to learn sabr with the lockdowns and the tears and all of the stuff that the government, in its sort of hapless hopelessness, has imposed upon us. And it has been difficult. We've learnt a bit of sabr, but I hope also that we have recognize the necessity of this virtue of rida, satisfaction with God's decree. Perhaps a loved one has died unexpectedly. Perhaps we're feeling sick. Perhaps our business has collapsed. Perhaps the restaurant is not going to open again. Perhaps the taxi has to be, who knows. A lot of people with small businesses have really suffered. Some are now in receivership. Some haven't been able to get into the furlough. All of this stuff is hard for small businesses in particular. The banks will survive. And in the midst of this sabr, it seems to me that there has to be this rida. Now, rida is not just the thing that will keep us out of the depression and anxiety that much of the country seems to be in at the moment. If we see Allah always as the beloved and these tribulations as blows, but they're His blows, just as if your beloved wife, the most beautiful woman in history, hits you, if there's real love, that's wonderful. If it indicates that she doesn't love you, as I suppose conceivably it might, there might be something else. But yeah, they say that in the time of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, people with sicknesses would go just to look at Sayyidina Yusuf, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, because just the look of this beautiful, beloved, lovable person would take them into a different world of happiness and would take away the sense of pain and anxiety that they had. Just seeing this beauty takes them into a different space. So an important COVID message, certainly, that Ramadan is not just about not eating, not drinking, not smoking, and so forth, and the basic rules, but it's about sabr. Fasting is half of sabr. But also that there is this rida, and the rida expresses itself in subtle ways in this month. It expresses itself at the farha, the joyful time of breaking the fast, when we can say Alhamdulillah, and we are pleased with our Lord. Also on the Eid, and also with a general sense of joy that we are part of this ummah, when we say Alhamdulillah ala ni'matil Islam, wa kafa biha ni'ma. Alhamdulillah for the blessing of Islam, and sufficient is it as a blessing. So let this be a Ramadan not just of do's and don'ts, not just of outward things, but of inward states, of sabr, certainly, but something that is sweeter and lovelier than sabr, which is rida. Let us be satisfied with Allah's decree in the Sharia, and His decree in the world, and His decrees regarding us and our families and our businesses and our ummah and whatever else might be going on at the moment. Let's see if we can recapture this, because the world is in a sad and disturbed state. And the ummah, inshallah, should be the ummah that is not in a state of nifaq, constantly anxious, but in a state of rida. Not saying that everything is the way we would like it to be, but a deep level not protesting against the blows of the beloved. So may we, inshallah, reach something of that beautiful and sweet state during this month of Ramadan. May Allah accept our fast and make it an inward as well as an outward fast, inshallah, and bring us safely to the Eid with our loved ones and our communities and our neighbours, inshallah, and grant us many Eids to come. Barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.